Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife.
I got to get back into regular season mode. I have to go grab the 45 out of my mom's basement.
How are the Mets looking this year?
Good.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. They're contending.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling good about this season.
Okay, all right. Yes.
Is this where we played? About a year ago, you probably did the same thing to me and said, Brayton,
make sure
we play this back.
No, this year's different, right? This time.
And I probably said to you, this year's different.
This time. I'm with you.
Wait a minute. I'm smelling a playoff berth.
I think you guys are onto something.
You are so full of crap. You are just stringing me along. But thank you for playing our game.
The young core.
They do have good young players.
And I like their manager.
The starting rotation's good. I'm telling you.
I like.
This is why we're bringing in Ed Coleman.
If the bullpen can keep it together,
there you go.
I just made all this up. Is that all right?
Those are all. You hit all the right boxes.
All right. Good.
So joining us on our Wester Hotline from Port St. Lucie, where the Mets are getting ready for spring training games, is Ed Coleman, WFAN Radio New York. Ed, it's Howard and Jeremy. I'm the big Mets fan. Jeremy's making fun of me. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing, guys? How are you?
I'm good, Ed. So you know what? Let me ask you. Let's start with the manager, okay? Luis Rojas. Tell me about him. What do I need to know about him as a Mets fan? Can he do the job?
Yeah, no, he can do the job. He's entirely capable of that. He's been around for a long time. I've known Luis as a coach in the system for quite some time. He knows most of the players here, certainly the ones that have come up through the system. He's had them as a coach or a manager at different times during his career. And he comes from a pretty good stock. He is the son of Felipe Alou, and he's very much like Felipe Alou, too. Kind of quiet, but he goes about his business very thoroughly, and I think everyone kind of understands where Louis is coming from. They like him personally. He's a very personable guy, but like I said, quiet, but rules with a strong fist, let's put it that way.
He's young. I mean, he has managerial experience in the minors, but he's young. Yeah. Is there someone on the bench? Is there a bench coach or anybody there you think that is there to help him out?
Well, Hensley Mullins is here, Bam Bam, as he was known as a player. He's been around baseball for a long time through the Yankee system. Hensley is going to be his bench coach. I think that'll work out fine. Players like Mullins an awful lot. But, one thing about Luis, he's managed in the minors, but he's also managed in the winter leagues in the Dominican as well, which is very tough to do. You talk to a lot of the Spanish players here who play winter ball, and that's a very demanding circuit over there. You got a lot of players that you have to deal with, a lot of personalities you have to deal with, a lot of owners and clubs that want to win. So Luis has been through that several times, and he's come out okay. He won a championship over there, too. So I think that helps him in that regard as well.
Jeremy was kidding me because I said I'm feeling good about the Mets. Now there are years I don't say that, but in terms of contending for a playoff spot, right? It's not crazy to say, you should feel good about where the Mets are right now in the division and at least for a wild card.
Yeah, I think, I don't pay all that much attention to a lot of the projection services that are out there like Dakota and that, but most of the projection services, have the big four teams, the Dodgers, the Yankees, Twins, and Astros as well, still the Astros. But the Mets are right behind. The Mets are, fifth in a lot of those projection categories. And I think, if they can kind of match their offense from last year, they had a pretty good offensive showing overall for the year, and especially in the second half. And you figure the bullpen has to be better. If that's the case, they can probably pick up a few of those games that they blew last year, and they won 86. So, yeah, there's every reason to think that they can be in the mix for a playoff spot. I think they will be.
I wanted to ask you about the bullpen because, really, that's what crushed them last year. So what are the chances? I mean, is Diaz the closer, part one? Yeah. Part two, what are the chances he bounces back and they do have a more reliable bullpen?
Yeah, Diaz will be the closer. They haven't set anything in stone down here. Rojas is kind of leaving everything open and trying to expand versatility for the club and that. But Diaz is going to be your closer. I don't think there's any question. He threw yesterday, looked good. But, you know, again, it's what are we at, February 19th now. We got a long way to go. I can't conceive that he can be as bad as he was last year. You know, 15 ninth inning home runs, blown saves all over the place. He was atrocious, and he knows it too. But I think that he did a better job of getting himself in shape before he got here. I think he was trying to get himself in shape during spring training last year. Maybe that helped. And I think the adjustment to New York from Seattle probably was a little bit much for him as well. But I expect pretty good things from Diaz. Plus, you have Dellin Betances here as well, former Yankee who's pretty healthy. Seth Lugo, who's kind of, he had a fractured toe yesterday, but that's going to keep him out about 3 days, not 3 months. Gesellman and Familia, and yeah, you got a lot of names back there and guys with a close game, so I think it should be a much better pen this year.
Ed Coleman with us, WFAN Radio in New York. The starting rotation, Ed, the big question is, who's the odd guy out?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Michael Wacha. That would be my guess anyway, because it looks like, to me anyway, Rick Porcello can nab the fifth spot. I think that Steven Matz is going to remain in the rotation. They talked about him possibly in the bullpen. I don't really see that happening. Again, they haven't said anything at this point, and they'll work their way through camp. But it looks like Wacha probably is going to be the guy who will have to be the long man or the spot starter, let's put it that way. So I would think he's probably going to be the odd guy out.
I didn't want to hit you with the Yoenis Cespedes question right off the bat, but we've gone long enough, Ed. So what as a Met fan, I'm not expecting anything. I mean, it's found money if this guy actually stays healthy and plays. What approach should we have with Cespedes this year?
I think that's probably the approach you have to take, because I can't even tell you he's going to be on the opening day roster. He thinks he's going to be, that's for sure. And that's probably a good sign. He looks in good shape down here. I think the thing you have to worry about Cespedes is that he hasn't played very much in the last 2 years. So that's a problem. Yeah. I think when you're trying to get back into Major League Baseball, get up to speed, do 162 games, he's not going to play all the time. I think we know that. But, you know, he's already been on record saying he's going to play 140 games and hit 40 home runs and knock in 120. So that's great. You know, if he can do that, Mets will be much better off for it. But I just I don't know if that's going to happen. But we'll see. You know, you take it day by day. Like I said, I don't even know if he's going to be on the opening day roster. But he fully intends to be on this team and help them out. So we'll see.
And I want to ask you about the sale of the team as our closing question. But as you look at the projected lineup, since we just talked about Cespedes and not expecting him, you look at the projected lineup, Ed, if there is a biggest question or weak spot, where would it be? Because there are a lot of good answers in this lineup for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I guess you'd probably have to say left field simply because you don't know who's going to be there. Is it going to be Cespedes? Is he going to be ready at the start of the season? Is it going to be J.D. Davis? I think you've got Conforto in right. You probably have Nimmo in center. Mariznick is here as a defensive replacement, the former Astro. He'll get some spot time out there. You know Alonso. Jeff McNeil will play third. Rosario and Cano are going to be up the middle, and Ramos behind the plate. So lineup-wise, I guess if there's a question, you probably have to put the question mark in left field at this point. Who's going to play there? Who's going to be ready opening day?
What is going on with the sale of the team?
Well, they're going to go to auction, so that's in the process. They're in the process of doing that now. I wouldn't be at all surprised, though, if Steve Cohen, who made a bid, circles back and gets back into things. Steve Cohen has more money than anybody, as far as I know, and he just bid $2.6 billion for it. Now, whether he'd go that high again, I'm not sure. It didn't work out the last time, obviously, because of the parameters of the deal and the Wilpons, but it's different or supposedly going to be different this time, that there'll be no restriction or five-year waiting period. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Steve Cohen circle back and get back in this thing. But again, it hasn't really gone to fruition at this point, but it's getting close.
That's what I was curious about, Ed. Whether it's Steve Cohen or another prospective buyer, are you pretty confident that this time around the sale would be you take over, you know, as soon as you get approval?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, there was thought that that Cohen might be approved when the owners met just a couple of weeks ago, or I think less than 2 weeks ago. But, obviously that fell through at that time.
Yep.
It does take a process. I'm not exactly sure when they'd get around to it. You could have, the Wilpons going through this year. That's very possible. And then, somebody taking over in the offseason. But, again, that I think that's laid out at the auction and who makes a bid and, you kind of set on a time at that point in time, but I couldn't give you an exact time, but it's very possible that it could happen at some point this year.
Ed Coleman with us, WFAN Radio in New York, covers the Mets on the beat for that radio station. Ed, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Enjoy the baseball season.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Appreciate
it. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.